What is going on, guys? Hello and welcome back to another podcast. I haven't been doing these a lot lately. I've just been trying to keep my mind off sports, honestly. I'm not going to lie to you guys. So many people have been asking me, DMing me questions, and I just don't even have the energy to, you know, because there's no motivation for it right now. But you guys know I love recruiting and, you know, love, not breaking news, but love, like, you know, the intensity of the draft decisions, all that kind of stuff. So that's what I'm going to talk to you guys about. Little football, not much, you guys. I mean, nothing really crazy gonna happen this month. Hopefully when they can, you know, visit after, once August comes, you know, we'll hear more buzz. But yeah, let's get right into it. I'll just get the football the way first. So if there's one potential next commit for football, my money would be on the safety position. Obviously, you guys know I like Javon Grigsby out of Louisiana. He told me a while back he was thinking of committing this month. I asked him the other day. He obviously told me he doesn't know right now, probably because, you know, you guys know how they are, and I wouldn't tell you guys if he had told me the day or nothing, but talked to a few people that know, you know, Corey Robinson and all them. Corey said look for end of June deadline, the 24th or something, for him to commit, not with school, just I know we have a good chance. So that would be our next commit for football, if I had to guess. Now let's get into what you guys all want to know, basketball. I think first I'll talk about, you know, the draft decisions, and then we'll get into some recruiting. And we'll talk a little bit about Kareem Main, which there's been some buzz lately that you guys probably haven't heard about. But yeah, so let's get right into it. So Tillman, before I get into that, I confirmed with one of my guys that I always, you know, trust for basketball sources. Yes, this guy is a very good one, I promise you guys. And he just texted me, you know, he texted me a paragraph and said, yesterday or a couple days ago, Izzo met with the whole team, you know, via Zoom, just checking in how everyone's doing, you know, Tillman, all the players. And this, you guys are going to find this funny because it's just crazy to me. He said, the only one or parents that weren't on it happened to be Aaron Henry. I find that a little interesting. So Aaron Henry, let's get right into it. You guys are going to ask what I think, my prediction. I think he's literally good as gone, guys. I don't think you're going to see Aaron Henry come back another year. Just funny to me. Like, I mean, you can't at least, if you're not showing up there, like, it kind of indicates, you know, like, all right, if you're not, you're not planning on be there next year. So if I had to guess right now, I'd assume Aaron Henry is not going to be returning unless something crazy happens. And we've seen crazier things happen. Now let's get into Xavier Tillman. My guy told me Tillman was on the meeting. His parents, his mom specifically, was asking a ton of questions. So in my opinion, not implying that he's staying, but, you know, just, you know, testing the thing out. You know, the benefits of staying, the benefits of leaving. I thought all along, you guys know, I've said Xavier Tillman, I believe, was going to come back, and I believed Aaron Henry was going to leave. That's still my stance on the whole situation, guys. I really haven't changed my stance on it. So yes, I really do believe Xavier Tillman will be back. And Aaron Henry will be gone. And for Josh Langford, you know, it's all about the medicals. If he passes all the medicals and all that good stuff, I think, you know, like I said a few weeks ago in that post, Josh basically said he's coming back. You know, don't worry about it, but he's got to pass all that stuff first. So that's my stance on both of those. And this was updated stuff today, guys. I'm not pulling this out of my ass from 8 weeks ago. This is what I generally believe and have heard. You know, I'm not going to make this shit up. Obviously, you guys know I'm not going to just schedule a podcast out of nowhere and say this crap. But yeah, and next we're going to talk about Kareem Main. So obviously you guys, I mean, for those that know, when you guys do the story polls, I've been on the stance that because of Paul Biancardi for ESPN that came on here, Jake Weingarten, all of them were telling me, you know, like Kareem Main's probably going to be in the draft. You stick in the draft, not go the college route. As of last night, you know, don't quote me on this. I will tell you guys right now, I don't have nearly the inside information at all for Kareem Main that I do for our current players. So this is just what I heard, you know, last night, according to a few people that are closer to him, that, you know, Kareem Main is seriously considering, you know, opting out of the NBA draft. And obviously, you know, I have no insight into what, you know, if he's going to go the college route, if he would go. Are the G League's canceled now, so I don't think you can do that. There's some kind of other, he can go, you know, he can go to Europe, he can play overseas still. So that's out of the picture. what I was just making sure is apparently a lot of NBA GMs, and I read this somewhere online too, a lot of scouts are telling Maine, you know, not that you're not ready, but we'd prefer, you know, go a year at college, do a year overseas, get more ready, basically. So with that being said, if Kareem Maine chooses the college route, I generally believe, you know, we gotta be at the top, right? My only fear was that, like I told you guys, he never got a chance to visit us in person. I think they might have done, they did do a virtual visit, but you know, it's tough for the higher rated basketball players. It's not like football where you got a Gabe Neely just, you know, he's not with us anymore, but just going out of the ass, picking it. I mean, these guys are highly touted. Kareem Maine's a top 25 player if you go to the composite on 247. So I'd assume he would want to visit the school before making a decision. With that being said, not being able to visit until August now, he honestly might, I don't know what the withdrawal date, I can't remember off the top of my head. I'd assume he would have to make a decision without visiting us. With that being said, like I said earlier, guys, there's more growing belief that he is going to pull his name out of the NBA draft. With that, and hopefully that means the college route. If that's the case, I believe there's your third spot, guys. It would be Kareem Maine, Xavier Tillman, and Josh Langford. I'm just going to say this, though, for as far as Xavier Tillman and Aaron Henry go, I think I'm more confident in Tillman returning than I am at Henry leaving. I don't know as much about the Henry situation, but I do know that, you know, there's a lot of growing belief that Tillman's going to be sticking around, and I believe it too. With Henry, the same guy has told me for, I'd say, about 8 weeks now that, you know, it's, he told me this before anyone believed it. And then there was, you know, said like Henry and his people, not his people as much, but he just been very quiet in the whole situation, guys. You know, I don't want to throw shit out there because I don't want to do that. But, and then you see, there's Spartan Mag of, and I well respected website. You know, now people on there, one of my buddies, Jim, said that he's 50% sure that he might leave. And I've been at that stance for a while now. So if that were to happen, you take out Aaron Henry, you put in Kareem Maine, then that's your three. I don't know really about Kareem Maine as much, guys. I just know there's more growing belief that he won't be in the draft. That's all I really know on him. I don't know if he's going to take the college route. I don't know if he wants to go overseas. I don't know. I'd assume he'd probably go the college route with, you know, the virus and all this shit happening. I know it's not, it's probably as bad in Europe as it is here right now. But with all like the growing, you don't know if there's a second wave, what happens. I'd assume he'd go the safe route and do the college route, and I'd like our chances. Sorry for rambling on and all that stuff. I just, you know, I haven't done this in a while, and I wanted to clear some things up because I don't really like doing all, I don't like answering 1,000 DMs the same stuff. I'd rather come on here and express what I'm thinking. So thank you guys for sticking with me. But now with 2021 recruiting, there's a lot of names. I mean, we've thrown some offers out lately. Jeremy Sockin, however, if I pronounce that wrong, sorry, man. I forgot the other guy we just offered. James Graham, that's his name. James Graham. You know, we really like him. But, yeah, let's get into the main one. So, obviously, we have Pierre Brooks already committed. Just jumped a lot in the new rivals. I think he went from, like, 110 to 66 or something crazy. Maybe it was 75. Can't remember. Very good jump, though, from Pierre. About 30, 35 spots. And then we get into who's going to fill the class alongside him. Obviously, the name you guys are all going to want me to talk about, Max Christie. Max is probably my favorite player in this class. I'm not just saying that because we have a good chance at him. He really is my favorite player. I think for 2020, my favorite recruit, and I don't know why, it was Cameron Fletcher, who we unfortunately weren't able to get. That would have been like, I wish we would have got him. Christie kind of reminds me of Fletcher. A lot of you guys if DK's listening or someone that watches Film Breakdown, you know, I might be totally off, but just by the looks of it, the way he handles himself, Christie's an unbelievable young man. I really believe he would fit the program perfectly. From Chicago, in the Midwest area, not too far. But you guys don't give a shit about that. You guys want to know what I'm hearing and what I think. Not even what I'm hearing, what I think. Two straight days, we've got a crystal ball for Michigan State. You know, and no disrespect to either of those guys that predicted those, but we all know they're no Evan Daniels. They're no Jerry Meyer. They're no, you guys know, the main ones. like I said, no disrespect. It's, you know, still crystal balls. But we saw with Josh Christopher, crystal balls mean absolutely nothing, really. They mean something, but to an extent, you know, you can't, it doesn't mean they're committed already. Put it like that. Until Evan Daniels or someone knowledgeable drops a prediction. Not this, I don't want to say it like that, but you guys know what I'm saying. Someone well-respected. So with Christie, there was a lot of Duke buzz in 2019, but I don't think Duke's going to land. I don't think Duke really has a realistic shot. I really think Christie's looking at a school like Michigan State or a school like Virginia, those kind of schools, Villanova, hard-nosed program. Not that Duke isn't about respect, but you guys know how their coaches are. Jay Wright, Tony Bennett, they're just like, I don't know how you say it. They're guys, not that Coach K isn't a guy you want to play for. I know they all want to play for him. He's the greatest probably college basketball coach of all time. But Christie just seems like a guy that wouldn't fit that Duke program. He doesn't seem like a guy that's going to just, you know, like, I don't know, trash talk you the whole game. He seems more of like a go and get your bucket and shut up. Like that kind of guy that you want on your team. So with Christie, I'm hearing really good things, guys. I'm hearing really good things. Multiple people, not one person, that are, you know, very, that I trust, and you guys should too, have said to me, we feel really good about Christie at the moment. Now that can change. Christie said he's not planning on announcing, or he's planning on announcing before his senior season. Who knows when that could be? Could be November 1st, could be July 1st, you know, could be whenever. But there's growing optimism that Michigan State has a really good shot at landing Max Christie. And I really feel optimistic about this one. I think him and Pierre would be a very good start to the class. And you guys are going to ask, well, who's next? Kobe Bufkin. I don't know about Kobe, guys. And Charles Badako, the center out of Canada. I don't know. Michigan's getting in the running for him. Obviously, we're in the running. Duke's somewhat kind of not taking the lead, but growing more into the guy, more interest into him. But obviously the name that we all want, Jaden Atkins. That's the three-player class you guys should want. I know you guys are going to be like, oh, we want Amani to reclassify. That's just not realistic because I believe if he were to reclassify, Christie wouldn't come or Atkins wouldn't come. Atkins, whatever. I just don't think, you know, I saw Michigan State page put a dream class and he mentioned Christie, Atkins, Amani, and Pierre. Obviously, yeah, that'd be my dream class too, but it's just not realistic, guys. I believe you can land three of those, but I believe if, just say, Amani and Christie came, I don't think Atkins would come then. Atkins, however you say it. I think he'd look at a team. I know he really likes, and this is going to surprise the shit a lot of you guys, he really likes Northwestern. Roper, who just committed out of Michigan, I don't know how close they are, but I know he's very, I know for a fact, and I've got told this by someone that's close to him, that he's very into that program. I don't know how interested Michigan is. I know Michigan's pushing more for, I don't know, Howard likes to go for more, you know, the big namers, out-of-state guys. I don't really think Howard's going to land a ton of in-state guys. He might land Atkins or Bufkin, sure. But for the most part, I think Michigan's looking at, you know, guys out-of-state. They offered Chet Holken, or however you say his damn last name. I haven't paid attention to it. The number one player in the 2021 class out of Minnesota. I know he's interested in them. So it leaves us with Christie, Brooks, and then that third guy. I believe this is how I've always felt. I believe Bufkin's been a plan B to Atkins. I think Atkins or Atkins is plan A for sure. Another thing on Atkins I didn't mention was Izzo and him reportedly had a Zoom call about 3 days ago. So that's good. Izzo, and I can't believe I forgot to mention you guys. That was the main thing, was the guy that just texted me before this said, you know, we're really pushing hard for Jaden as well right now. Really pushing hard. We were before. We're amping it up right now. He just told me that about literally 15 minutes ago. So that's good. The only thing that scares me with Jaden is, and I don't know how true this is, but I've heard a little rumbling that, you know, just say Christie were to commit, he'd be not scared, but he wouldn't want to come. How what's his name was? What's his damn name? The point guard last year. I don't want to, whatever. Basically just that there'd be a lot of wings and he wouldn't. I know he's a point guard, but, you know, there'd be a lot of depth at that position. You know, just say Rocket were to stay another year, you'd have A.J. Hoggard, you'd have Foster Lawyer. Like, that's a lot of depth. I don't think, you know, I think Foster and potentially Rocket, you know, I'd say one of those two are probably going to be gone, whether it's via transfer for Foster, via draft for Rocket. So I don't think he has to worry about that. But I believe the dream class for Michigan State fans should be Max Christie, Jaden Atkins, Pierre Brooks, and then Charles Badocco. That's one that I don't know. I don't think we're desperate for centers as a lot of you guys think. I just don't think so. It wouldn't matter if Tillman came back because he'd be gone by the time he came. You know, and then you're looking at – actually, no, that's – I take that back, guys. I believe we would need a center because Matty Sissoko, Matty, however you say it, he could be a one and done. I mean, the guy is legit. Yeah, and then you got – I guess you could say Marble could play that center. He told me that as well on the podcast. But I'm not comfortable with Kithier playing the five if he needed to. Mostly he plays the four. Charles, I don't really have any insight on him. All I know is Corey Evans' arrivals predicted a future cast of Michigan State landing him. I don't really have any insight on him. I've told you guys, that we're pushing the hardest for Christie and Atkins right now. That's like the dream class. I'm assuming that Izzo would want those three. And then if he gets those three, I'm pretty sure he'd go after Charles Badocco out of Canada very hard. And then Bufkin would be the lone man out. No disrespect to Bufkin. I've seen him at a lot of games. He was at Midnight Madness last year. I know the staff definitely wants him. I just think he's plan B to Jaden Atkins, in my opinion. So hopefully I covered. I know I did a lot of fucking rambling on here. I'm sorry, guys. I haven't talked in, weeks on here. But if you guys have any questions about this stuff, just shoot me a DM. Whatever you got to do to reach out to me. So we'll be back soon, and stay safe out there, guys.